Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, radio coordinator for the Jerusalem Post, sitting in for Elliot Jager. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This week is the parsha of Lech Lecha, which really introduces us to our father Avraham and our mother Sarah, and really introduces us to the beginning of the Jewish people as a unique and special people, God's communication with us. It's interesting that the first almost 2,000 years of recorded civilization, the Torah takes care of it in two parshias and, you know, just zooms through it. It stopped a little to tell us about the flood, and it stopped a little to tell us about the Tower of Babel, but generally speaking, it doesn't tell us anything about, 2,000 years, a long time. A lot of people, a lot of things happened. Torah is not interested. And now when it comes to Abraham, it goes from fast forward to very slow. And it will continue very slow. In fact, the rest of the Chumash only occupies about 400 years. And most of the rest of the Chumash only occupies 40 years. So the Torah here has a message for us, not necessarily in terms of chronology and time, but a message in priority and what helps and what creates. And here you have Avraham Avinu, our father Abraham, and our mother Sarah as unique individuals. The power of unique individuals, the power of individuals per se. Most people say, in a world of 6.5 billion people, what's the difference? And people say that regarding elections, right? And 150 million votes. So if I vote or I don't vote, what's the difference? Well, the Torah didn't look at it that way. The Torah looked at every individual as being a world and being able to influence a world. The power of an individual is truly limited in one sense because of our mortality and everything else that goes with it, but it's truly unlimited because of the fact that teachings and ideas and examples live way, way past us. And here so you have Avraham Avinu, who lived 3,765 years ago, and he's a real person to any Jewish child. He's a real person to us. We call ourselves the children of Abraham. We try to imitate him, and we try to emulate his goodness. So here's the power of one individual, the Meiri, Rabbi Menachem HaMeiri, a 14th century Provençal Jew who wrote the great commentaries to the Talmud, also says in one of his introduction, I think, to the Book of Avot, that Avraham Avinu was able to, by the time of his death, he said more than half of civilization incorporated the idea of monotheism already. One person was able to do that, to give the world that gift of realizing that there's one God and not many gods, and that the whole concept of monotheism, which really is the basis of Western civilization. And Avraham Avinu is the person that is able to challenge us over the long centuries of time. The rabbis say that a Jew should say, Masai Yagiu Masai Lamasai Avosai. When will I somehow attain the level of the behavior of my forefathers? And the forefathers refer to Avraham and to Yitzhak and Yaakov. So you'll say, well, that's an impossibility. How am I ever going to reach that? It may be an impossibility, but you have to reach even for the impossible. If you reach only for what is easily obtainable, you don't grow. You don't become a better person. Avraham Avinu reaches for the sky. He demands, even from God, that it be a better world. He says to God regarding Sdom, Shofet Galoritz, Loyas, and Mishpat. Well, you're not going to do justice. You're going to destroy them just offhand. So Avraham is seeking always to improve, to help others, So he's our example. He's our role model in the world. That's why he's the father of the Jewish people. And it's not always easy to be a role model, and certainly not easy to be someone that is provocative, someone that's an iconoclast, someone that has new ideas, someone that challenges the status quo. People don't like such people. We like that things should go along swimmingly well, quiet, nice. Avraham Avinu stirs the pot. He's always causing people to have a reaction. But that's the only way things are created. It's the only way things are improved. The only way that we can really hope to have a better world and not be satisfied with all of the inequities that we realize exist. And therefore, we also, to a great extent, have to reach for the impossible. And we have to try and teach our children and grandchildren that they should always try and reach the impossible. And by so doing, the possible becomes much greater than it was before. And therefore, we become worthy of being called the children of Abraham and Sarah, the children of Israel, the special, unique, if provocative, if you will, people in the world that really are reaching for the stars at all time, even though our feet are planted on earth.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Lech Lecha.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.